Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the...
Gems. Give thanks for our blessings. Enjoy life and loved ones now. Mentor when you can. Silence allows us to hear the inner voice and concentrate on the good. You are listening to Faceted Gems on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, and I'm your host. This evening, we're so welcome to have Jennifer Wilson. Jennifer, thank you.
Thank you, sis. It's a blessing to be a part of your work.
Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, Jennifer is the founder, the proprietor. She is the shaker and the mover for Sisters Uptown Bookstore and Cultural Center. Please, Jennifer, tell us a little bit about the bookstore.
On January 1 of 2000, we took a leap of faith. Because we're in a community where I live, a residential area, and we saw that there were no bookstores east or west of us from the 200s all the way down to about 125th.
Mm-hmm.
And so we embarked on opening a bookstore. And the reason we wanted to do the bookstore where we live is because community is so key to our existence.
Mm-hmm.
We noticed the type of businesses that were here. We have a lot of laundromats and beauty parlors or whatever. But mm-hmm. we just felt the need to nurture ourselves through literacy. And so we embarked on a community bookstore. And so through grace, it's been 13 years that we've been blessed to be in the space that we're in and to grow.
Like you said, literacy, education. I mean, you saw that, you saw what was missing. You realized what was missing in the community and you were able to move on it and address it. How did you get to that point? You know, what is your background? How did you realize, and you say we, how does that work? How does that conglomeration work?
When I say we, I always just include other than myself because we're a community of self, so
mm-hmm.
it's just not you. I'm
right.
on assignment. I'm clear that this assignment came from the Creator because
right.
we are co-creators.
Mm-hmm.
And so from, and it's nurturing.
Right.
And from a little girl, where I grew up in Georgia, I felt like I was an invisible little girl because there was no actual depiction of folk that were my color.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always been in my spirit to just converse and educate and learn and be about our culture and self. And so this became an opportunity for us to specialize in books written by African-American authors because it was left out of my childhood.
Right.
So I became challenged to do so. I mean, the bookstore encompasses all authors, but the specialty is African-American.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a teacher assigning a book for us to read in elementary school, and I think it was called Little Women or something like that. And I said, I asked her, what was it about? And she told me, and I said, no, I don't know. And I chose something else. And she said, okay, Diane, go ahead. I mean,
yeah.
I just, you know, and everybody says, you know, you never read that? How did you get through school? And, you know, I said, I convinced the teacher. I really didn't think it was gonna work,
yeah.
And she was and she knew that I, you know, I picked something I think she thought was even harder to read, but I was more interested in something that I thought was gonna, I don't know. And I'm not taking away from the book, but I'm just saying it just didn't, the way she described it, I was like, I don't think so.
Yeah, it's like, what's the relativity? How do I get to be? And so that was what I was missing and so many other of us in the community, because you have to know from whence you come and who you are.
Absolutely.
In order to move on your quest for life. And
absolutely.
So that was missing. And I see that it's missing also in the youth of today.
Mm-hmm.
We basically had U.S. government and American history.
Mm-hmm.
During the time when I grew up in the South, we didn't even have a month for Black History Month.
Right.
So we just did not know about
right.
ourselves.
Right.
So it's key. You got to know, because it's real, real important just to know, because it gives you a sense of pride, a sense of love of self.
Absolutely.
Because community, there's so many of us, and I was part of that, who just didn't have a clue,
mm-hmm.
and had to learn how to love self. And then
right.
once you love self, you can move on the journey of life and actually be the light that you need to be in your community. So that's what we profess to be,
right.
light in the midst of all this darkness in the
right.
universe.
Mm-hmm. And you spread that light, and as you, and it's so infectious, and which is
oh,
a
yeah.
good thing. And
ooh.
You spread that light, and then you encourage and you empower
mm-hmm.
others to do the same. And that's
yes.
that's where that giving, it just keeps giving, it keeps going and going and going. And we never needed just a month. Someone said to me, "Yeah, it's the shortest month of the year," but don't worry about it. Just
yeah.
live
so
every day
every
like
day.
It's been, you know,
years,
be
so
proud
you,
of it. Be proud of,
right.
And okay, so who cares? You just continue that into March, April, May, June, and guess what? It's
that's
February
right.
again, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's
you
right,
just
every
continue
day of
the
your
March,
life.
You know?
Because
yeah.
we don't
life,
just exist in February, we exist every day. So how do you stop being who you are on February 28th?
Exactly.
So it's left up to us to carry the torch every day of our life and just continue on the journey.
I remember someone saying to me, because every once in a while I wear African garb or I wear a gele or something, and I remember
mm-hmm.
someone saying to me, it's not Black History Month. I said, yeah, but I'm Black
mm-hmm.
every day. So
that's
it doesn't
right.
really...
Yeah.
It, doesn't matter to me. I don't have to. I'm not designated to just wear Europe. I wear European clothes all the time. I can wear gele or African garb or anything I want whenever I want.
But that's our assignment.
Mm-hmm.
That we have to take off the disciplines and doctrines that have been impinged upon us and free ourselves of that. Once we're
right.
free to be, then you'll recognize that you can just be co-creator every day of your life. You don't
exactly.
have to have the stigma of somebody saying, oh, Kwanzaa is December 26th, and you know, right. this day is this or whatever. No, you embrace that and be that every day of your life.
And, you know, what's so interesting, and I'm glad you brought Kwanzaa up, because I have friends, we celebrate Kwanzaa across cultural lines. I mean, it's just, it's wonderful. It's
mm-hmm.
wonderful celebration. And it's very inclusive. We explain, we explore, we eat, we do all these things, just like we do all year round. But one thing that I found people forget is that these principles are all year round. It's
That's
not
right.
just the last week in December.
That's
These
right.
are principles we're supposed to embody and embrace
mm-hmm.
all year round. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, again, that's using that light, igniting it,
mm-hmm.
passing it onward, educating other individuals, explaining
yeah.
what our legacy is and how that's nurtured. Nurturing, as you said, is such a wonderful, powerful word.
Oh, it's wonderful. And it's so freeing.
Yes.
Yeah, it's so freeing.
It's absolutely freeing. And I think it's wonderful that because it's community, it's a community bookstore, that it's such a welcoming place. Everybody is welcome, and you understand
mm-hmm.
your mission, your goal, and it,
mm-hmm.
everybody that comes just adds to the goal. It just adds
oh, yes.
to it. And that there's nothing is taken away. It's all added. And,
yes,
and that's part
there's
of the joy.
Nothing commercial about it. It's
mm-hmm.
very warm and very loving. So everybody that comes, it doesn't matter their race, the creed, the color,
right.
they come and say, oh, my God, it feels so good. It's just so something. I'm coming back. So it's for everybody. The love is for everybody. That's what's there, love. There's no security guards. There's no cameras.
Right.
We just exude love, and that's who we are. And so people know it from the door, and that you can just see it. It's like, we don't want to leave. Because it's wonderful. It's a wonderful energy in this space. So we invite you to come and be a part, and I know you'll be saying as you exit, I will be back. I love this energy.
And I will be bringing people who are also genuinely interested in learning and believing and loving. And when you're in a comfortable place, let's face it, you don't want to leave. And
yeah.
you want it, and you get so excited that you want to share it with others. And that's what happens, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a good thing. That's the positive energy that you want to continue to have grow and happen. And, you know, it's so funny. On Faceted Gems, one of our guests, Debbie Boswell, which
oh,
you know,
my lady
she
Debbie,
was
yeah.
she was one of my guests, and
mm-hmm.
She is one of the few guests I've had back twice already.
Mm-hmm.
We watched her go from an accountant and selling her book, you know, at a little stand, little table, to someone who has grown leaps and bounds. As a playwright, and now has book signings, and I understand
mm-hmm.
she has one coming up at your place, right?
Oh, yes, she's doing a book signing on Saturday, February 23rd from 4 to 6.
March 23rd.
I'm sorry, March 23rd.
Right.
From 4 to 6, and it's just wonderful. One, she has a wonderful energy about her. I met her dad and her mom.
So did I.
They came, we had a marketplace, which we do the third Sunday of every month, where we just continue the spirit of Kwanzaa throughout the year by
mm-hmm.
bringing folk who have their own product, and we allow them to exist, and everybody just buy from each other.
Right.
And so
right.
Debbie was a participant in January, and she bought her book and her soaps and her family. Oh, they just loved it. Mom just smiled. Dad was happy, and Debbie was at home.
Exactly.
She thought that, why don't you do a book signing? She's like, you let me do a sign up? Like, of course. When are you free? So we set up the signing, and we're looking forward to just embracing that wonderful spirit that you have. And the book signing is already a success.
Yeah.
It's already done.
Yes, there's no doubt. There's
okay.
no doubt. I met her at the Borough President Book Fair, and
in Brooklyn.
And
oh, yes.
Her parents were there, and she had her book. And I said, okay, let me buy it. And then I saw her again in Park Slope, and I said, you know, there's a reason why we've met up again, and
right.
You know, that's karma, that's grace, that's mm-hmm. love, that's what's supposed to happen. And so now I've met, you know, and I've met you through her, and she said, you know, she would she strongly recommended that I get you on Faceted Gems, because we talk about the fact that you are able to do more than one thing well, and
mm-hmm.
that we've had more than one career in our lives, and that if we allow ourselves, as you mentioned, as you said within the first 3 minutes of talking to me, that leap of faith.
Oh, yeah.
That leap of faith that
mm-hmm.
you started this community bookstore and cultural center. And, I mean, what besides community, what was it that you had? What was your training and background that said, I can do this?
Well, I am a nurturer, and my profession is a physician's assistant.
Mm-hmm.
The last 20 years I worked in surgery, and surgery is male-dominated, but I was in there for over 20 years, and just healing.
Right.
And just loving folks and nurturing them to help, because you actually have to, other than just treating folks, you have to treat them like human beings.
Absolutely.
And so the fact that I have that gift, I just, no matter where I am, no matter what I do, it's the same energy.
Right.
So I just took my profession, and I took it in another form, and I brought it to the community, to the city, because the folk who visit the store come from all over. I have people calling me from California. We ship books to California, to
mm-hmm.
Alabama. Wherever there are places where there's no bookstores, they go on the web or some place, and somebody
mm-hmm.
told them about us, and they call them, and we're sending books all over the universe. We even went to our book club, ventured out to Ghana some years ago, and we just went to the marketplace and did some bartering with the brothers and sisters there
mm-hmm.
and just bought back product from the villages where our sisters and brothers are carving and making. And so in that spirit, it's just there. I just know we're supposed, since we co-create, that we're supposed to tap into our gifts, because we all have gifts,
right.
And we suppress them because we get caught up into who we think we are and what we think we're supposed to be doing, either attorney or doctors or whatever, but I'm not sure if that's the assignment from the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we have professions, but we also have assignments.
Right.
And so I believe my assignment is to be the light wherever I am, to love and exude the love of the Creator. And so that's how it's either my job or it's my passion, because
right.
the bookstore and cultural center is my passion.
Right.
You'll see it. There's just nothing but love there and light. And so it doesn't matter which form, if it's in the church or if it's in the community or if it's in a community center, if it's in a school, it's the same light.
Right.
And so that's when I became clear that this is what I'm here to do.
Right.
And so it doesn't matter.
Right.
One way or the other. If it's the profession that I've chosen, it still comes in the form where I know I'm co-creating.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you
so
know,
the
it's,
occupation is
right.
just what allows you to exist for that time until you get that lesson.
Right.
And it gives you the money that you need also to survive in this universe. And then
right.
because we're in a community, I actually taught for the first years of the existence of the store. Most of any money that I have just goes into the business, into the business, into the business. And
right.
I don't even miss it, because I get blessed to just continue the work.
Mm-hmm. When you follow your passion, it's just such a joy. It's not,
yeah,
you
don't,
you know,
even
it's a happy
it.
Tired.
It's
you
like,
know,
I'm going to get some more
it's
money.
It's a joyful tired. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
not, it's a stress-free
not a joy,
tired.
A chore.
it's not mm-hmm. a chore. It's a
right.
joy. And you know, it's funny. One of the things, and it's funny, as you say that, I was thinking of something else that Debbie had said on one of the shows. She said she realized that she couldn't stand being an accountant and that she always wanted to write and do all this. And she said one of the things that was an impetus for her, and I'm paraphrasing, she said, you know, what if when I get to heaven, God says to me, why didn't you use all the gifts that I gave you? And I didn't have a good answer for, and I wouldn't have had a good answer. I mean, you know, not an adequate answer to give him. Say, so why didn't you use all the gifts that I gave you? And she said, you know, I have to explore this. I have to continue and do this. And we've had some guests, let's face it, I'll tell you, they had support. They had support from their family and their friends, and you had others that didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And for some, it was more of a leap of faith. For more of it, more of a challenge. But you know what? You have to be true to yourself at the end of the day. And
that's right.
You know,
and that's key.
That absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So, and you know what I realized too, that there's so many because sometimes you actually feel like the road that we choose when it's not conventional is lonely.
Mm-hmm.
But the prayer is that more and more folk are awakening to who we are and who we're supposed to be, and it's happening.
Right.
There are so many people like Debbie and you, and there's
right.
so many of us that have awakened and are continuing to awaken to who we really are and what our assignment from the Most High is. The
yeah.
Creator is in charge, and we have everything that we need. So we have to know that, and then you won't worry about, oh, I don't have enough money to do this, I don't have enough money to do that.
Right, right.
Initially, that was my existence.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was an elder, because I'm surrounded by elders who have all of the information.
Right.
And all of the experiences. And so a lot of pitfalls I don't have to go through because they've already gone through them.
Right.
I just sit at their feet.
Right.
And they're my mentors. And I'm just moving through without the, you know, the incidences that I would have gone through if I were not in their light. And so I think that's key for us also, is that there are more and more people who are choosing to do the work rather than the work that we think we're supposed to be doing, the profession.
Right.
And so that's what's going to make us a stronger world of people, because it's going to enlighten communities, cities, states, nations, and it's just going to be our existence. I'm looking forward to that.
Me too. And I think the reason that I've been able to have such wonderful, wonderful guests as yourself on is because everybody has a different background, frame
mm-hmm.
of reference, but it all comes back to, I realize I don't know everything. I have to have faith and trust in what I'm doing. There's something
yeah.
in me that's telling me, try it. It's okay. It's all right if you fall. It's not the end of the world. Develop a mentor. Be a mentor when you can. And understand if you have to go back to school, if you have to learn, if you have to re-educate, if you have
mm-hmm.
to, if there's
mm-hmm.
something that you don't know, it's okay to say, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with saying, I don't know. There's nothing wrong with saying, I need help, seeking out those individuals that are experts. And also quieting yourself so that you can
yes.
listen.
Oh,
and that is so difficult sometimes for individuals.
I know.
And I think when you're able to just listen, there's so much that you can learn just being quiet.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a sister circle twice a month. There's a
mm-hmm.
sister who comes from Brooklyn, and it's meditation for sisters
mm-hmm.
Who've decided to quiet ourselves and listen to the voice of reasoning and the Creator so that we can reclaim our seats and who we are. It's a wonderful energy. And that you actually get an opportunity to turn the noise off, if you can, because
right.
it's very, very difficult, because
mm-hmm.
you're going through your day and your month, and then you're already into yesterday and next week and 6 months from now, and so you're sitting there trying to meditate, and this voice comes and just reassures you that you can do it, you can turn the noise off. So it's profound that we have to find a way to shut the noise off. So either do yoga, meditation, something. I really strongly advise us to
give your phone number so that people can call if they want to be part of that in your location.
Okay, it's Sisters Uptown Bookstore and Cultural Center. We're located at 1942 Amsterdam Avenue. We're on the corner of 156th Street, and the number is 212-862-3680.
Thank you so much. I think that, you know, the positive energy, the love, the genuine care
mm-hmm.
that you have, that's why people don't want to leave.
Yes. Oh,
that's why, because let's face it, in this kind of a harried world, as you said, it's hard for people to turn it off. It's very hard
mm-hmm.
for people to meditate. It's hard for people. It's not that hard once you get the gist of it, once you get the hang of it. You can silence anywhere, on the
yes.
subway, on the, you know,
yes.
you
first
can, as much as it may be a noisy place or whatever, take those free moments, you know,
mm-hmm.
if you're in the shower, whatever. It's, but you have to take them, because if you don't take, nobody's going to give them to you.
That's right.
You have to take them.
And it's so real. You just breathe it away. You just take a deep breath.
That's right.
Rechannel that energy, and it's gone. It's like, oh, this is amazing. I want to do this over and over and over
right.
again.
And it doesn't cost you anything except your sanity. You see, you
right.
get your sanity. You don't have to pay anybody to do this. This is something
mm-hmm.
you can do for yourself in your quiet, and it's so it's beneficial. It's stress reducing. It's health promoting. Let's face it. And you just become so freer that you can develop some of those other facets.
Yes, and we certainly need the stress reduction, because most of the physical ailments that we have are all related to stress.
That's right.
Especially heart disease, diabetes, hypertension.
Absolutely.
All of that is stress.
Yes.
So we have to find a way to de-stress so we can get rid of all this disease.
The better that we are, the better we can give to others. And so, you know, Jennifer, I just want to thank you again for being a guest on Faceted Gems.
What a blessing.
I feel blessed. I'm always so happy to meet new people. Debbie is wonderful, and I'm so glad that she's introduced me to you. And I think that, you know, that's why we're here, to really share, and I'm hoping that as people listen to Faceted Gems, that they learn from it, that they listen, that they take it in. And I know that you've been wonderful for me, for my listeners, for our listeners, and
mm-hmm.
we'll continue to grow. Thank you so much, Jennifer. And
thank
with
you.
That,
and I look forward to seeing you in the space real soon.
Absolutely.
Peace
you.
And blessings.
Thank you. In closing, love everyone, empower, assist when you can, dream and believe in the positive energy within. Thank you so much, Jennifer. Thank you, my listeners, and have a wonderful day. Good night.
Thank you. Peace.